USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be delivering remarks at Whirlpool Corporation Manufacturing in Ohio on Thursday. Now, one person who won't be greeting the president is Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine, as he tested positive for coronavirus on Thursday. DeWine was tested as part of the required protocol before meeting President Trump at the airport. Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"For over 60 days, federal property in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, has been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails, commercial-grade fireworks, accelerants, IEDs, and other.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The suit, which the New York Attorney General filed in a New York state court, alleges the NRA leadership spent funds improperly, engaged in self-dealings, and made false or misleading disclosures to the Attorney General and the IRS. When asked about the lawsuit, President Trump believes the NRA should move.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing. But I would say that Texas would be a great place.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters are warning that a potentially extremely active hurricane season will take place in the Atlantic. The agency expects 19 to 25 named storms with 3 to 6 major hurricanes during the 6-month hurricane season, which officially ends November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are still working out a stimulus plan that the Republicans want to spend around $1 trillion and Democrats wanting to spend upwards of $3 trillion, no agreement seems in sight. Kristen Tate is a senior fellow with the Young Americans for Liberty. She tells Fox Business what should be in this relief package.
Well, a smart relief package would provide temporary assistance to struggling Americans while also providing strong incentives for families and businesses to safely get back to work, especially since COVID hospitalizations appear to be down in many parts of the country. But this HEALS Act appears like it'll just be another trillion-dollar spending bill that tries to prop up the economy with endless government money. The Republicans and the Democrats, they've agreed to extend the PPP payments and direct payments to American families. What they are disagreeing on is whether or not to extend the federal unemployment, and also whether or not to bail out debt-ridden states and cities, which, you know, a lot of these places were in trouble long before COVID.
And finally, a film center in Portland, Oregon, canceled its screening of Kindergarten Cop after local authors complained about the movie's portrayal of police in schools and compared it to a Nazi film from 1915. The author complaining that the 1990 action comedy film, which was filmed in Oregon, by the way, was not appropriate because it romanticizes over-policing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.